Treat Me Like a Habit That You Have to Break, written by Decca's Defying Gravity, and read by Sunkitten Shash. An Only Friends Boston Nick fic, rated teen. Additional tags: non-consensual bondage, non-consensual drug use. Nick is his own warning. The drug use is only implied, much fluffier than the tags imply. Summary. Boston doesn't reply to any of Nick's texts over a period of 38 hours, after going to hook up with a guy Nick's pretty sure is cuter than him. Nick responds proportionally. He wakes up in a sitting position, with his back hurting and the noises of traffic and kitchen bustling coming from two different angles, muffled by walls. The hurting back isn't weird, but the sitting up is, and Boston must have been matching Ray drink for drink last night, because he doesn't remember leaving the bar, or picking up some guy who must be in the kitchen. Anyway, even before he opens his eyes, it's obviously not his place, because again, he can literally hear traffic, but it takes opening them to realize, phew. He won't have to sweet-talk whoever's name he forgot into forgiving him for that. Whether he fucked the angry one or the needy one, this is an apartment he's seen before. Nick's room, but that doesn't rule sand out. It's the dark of early-ish morning, combined with Nick's partly closed curtains, meaning he can't see much other than the bedroom door and, like, half the bed. Empty, but not made. Boston breathes out in relief, and that makes him notice one more weird, unexpected thing. He can't slump forward, he can't stretch his legs out. Hell, his hands are behind his back in the most awkward fucking... Why the hell is Boston tied up? It's not, like, not his thing, sure. There was that thing with the handcuffs and those tourists last year, and that was pretty cool. He probably would again. One of those guys had a dick piercing, and that had been actually something different. Fuck, where had they said they were from? But it's also not really his thing. Is Nick into this? Because it's probably Nick he came back with. Not that he wouldn't go for sand again. He's hot and fun in his own way. But Nick's clingy, and fucking his roommate would probably lead to roommate drama, and that would probably be kind of a lot, with all the Mew shit. So, like, probably Nick. And Nick's not some virgin. He's been willing to try a lot. Mystery solved, then. He's probably tied to the chair because of Nick. But if he's not, and he fucked sand last night, and shouts for Nick to come untie him now, then... Actually, Nick's super clingy. Yes, sure, there'd be drama, but he'd also definitely fuck Boston right here to, like, stake a claim or something, and that's always fun. Whoever he fucked last night, calling out, "Hey, Nick, you here?" is the best way to get results. Untied. Fucked. Ideally both, but either is cool. Results. "Tom?" comes Nick's voice, again through the thin wall. He doesn't really get why Nick wanted so badly to stay in this building, but it's an alright location for visiting, so he doesn't say. The kitchen noises cease, and a not-surprised-looking Nick opens the door, holding one cup. Aw. Probably no jealousy sex, then. "Warning," Boston says, with one of the grins that normally gets Nick on the bed. Nick does something with his hands, looking almost like he's about to put the cup in his pocket, before blinking, looking at the cup, and leaving the room. He always forgets what he's holding. Nick's cute like that. In a second, he's back. Cup gone and phone in its place, and he says, "I hope your back doesn't hurt too badly. It's not the best way to sleep, I know." "Oh, Boston answers, twisting as much as he can in the chair. And his back is super stiff, so I wouldn't say no to a massage. Nick ducks his head to hide his smile, because Boston's always had him hooked. Then the smile fades, and he frowns, and he shakes his head and says, "Not yet," and leaves the room again. "Huh?" The door remains ajar. Nick can probably hear him. Whatever. If he's busy or sulking or something, that's whatever. But Boston wriggles again and, he's tied up tight. Not only is Nick into this, he seems to have experience, which Nick's always kind of hit or miss with. Boston can feel his fingers fine, but they're facing in on his forearms, and he hasn't done rope stuff. He doesn't know how to untie shit, and just moving doesn't seem to be doing the job. There's something around his waist and chest, too, and when he looks down and squints, it looks like belts are fixing him to the chair. Over a shirt. Now that part's fucking weird. All Boston's clothes are still on. The way his legs aren't free, either, means he's pretty sure those are belts too, but whatever is around his ankles, the only part of his body that feels bare, shoes probably somewhere out by the door, because Nick doesn't give a shit, but Sand gets pissy if Boston walks in dirt, even though there's no fucking way Ray remembers every time. Ray probably doesn't remember Sand's name every time, but that's not Boston's shit, so whatever. No shoes. The thing holding his ankles together feels hard, like metal or maybe hard plastic. They aren't cuffs, though. There's nothing holding the ankles separately. Maybe if he turns one foot to the side and points his toes, he can. Fuck. Stupid fucking mistake. He slipped one foot partly out, but now it's trapped between his ankle and whatever the metal plastic thing is in an awkward bend, and fucking ow. "Hey," he calls. "Nick, can you untie me now?" And Nick's back in quickly enough that he was definitely hovering, like, a foot outside the room, probably listening to Boston struggle. "He's creepy," Boston smiling. Nick looks upset, still, in that worried sort of way that's on his face, like 2 hours out of every three, and he says, "Not yet," again, and this is kind of annoying. "Nick," he says again. "Come on, I'm bored." His foot hurts, too, but that's not Nick's business. "Are you bored of me?" Nick asks, sounding like he's about to cry. This one, Boston knows, so he rolls his eyes and says, "Of course not, I told you, you're my favorite. It's always fun with you." He probably doesn't lie, even though he still can't remember anything about last night. "But we can't do much if my clothes are all on like this." "I didn't bring you back to fuck you, Boston," Nick interrupts. Boston laughs out loud. Ooh, Nick's face goes dark at that, like he's actually angry. But there's no way he was expecting Boston to take that seriously. If he's sulking, though, Boston knows how to coax him. "Come on, kinky head. What else do you want from me, huh?" Nick throws his phone on the bed. No, actually, now Boston can see it. That's definitely his own phone, not Nick's. "You went and hooked up with I know 2 fucking days ago and you didn't text me back since," Nick cries, sitting on the bed and facing away from Boston. "And I looked and you didn't text anyone until you went and met up with all your friends at YOLO, so were you with him the whole time?" Oh, Nick is being jealous. Jealousy sex is totally back on. As long as he plays this carefully. He doesn't give a shit if Boston fucks other guys, he's pretty sure, but appearing to like another guy is a completely different thing. Now, when it comes to no...
What the fuck does that mean?
Boston sits up, pride hurt. No finishes going through the box and holds up the lube he was looking for in triumph, turning back with a,
huh?
Oh, your hair.
My hair's hot. It's douchebag hair, that's all.
You can pull it off. You're hot, but it's super douchebag hair. So, they had fucked after anyway, because No was there, and so was Boston, but he definitely didn't fucking stay. Nah, Boston had gone back home the long way, and shot some photos of this one overgrown graveyard he's always liked the look of at night, and then he'd gone into his dark room and let the routine overtake him, and not thought about No's wrong fucking hair opinions.
Yeah,
he tells Nix back, trying to make his shrug audible.
He's cool. I spent some time with him.
Why? Nick whirls around, eyes betrayed and lips trembling.
Jealousy sex is fucking on. As long as he gets these belts off him and...
It clicks in his brain, the mental image of Nick being surprised to see Boston at his building, jumping off his bike and carefully locking it to a pole, making Boston realize,
hey, around my ankles, is that your fucking bike lock?
The end. Thanks for listening.